and welcome to Last Week in AWS. I'm Corey Quinn. Tonight, I'm hosting a drink up at 6 p.m. in Seattle at Outer Planet Brewing. If you're listening to this and you're in town and free, come on by. Let me buy you a beer as thanks for basically putting up with me. And later this week, I will be hosting an AMA on the 27th at noon Pacific time over on YouTube. Bring questions. I think you'll like this. Now, what did AWS get up to last week? Accenture extends generative AI capabilities to accelerate adoption and value on AWS. They're helping clients leverage Amazon Bedrock. And excuse me, what? Bedrock is in private preview. The APIs can change. The pricing model can pivot wildly. If you use a service like that in production, you're playing with fire. And AWS service teams always advise customers not to use preview services in production for these and other excellent reasons. What is AWS doing with Bedrock exactly? New Amazon EC2 Pro Mac instances built on Apple Silicon M2 Pro Mac Mini computers. Man, my M1 Mac Studio still feels new. It's sad to learn that I've once again been outpaced by technology. How Chime Financial uses AWS to build a serverless stream analytics platform and defeat fraudsters. Chime is excellent at using technology to defeat fraudsters. Remember that they're the folks who created AlterNAT to defeat usurious managed NAT gateway charges. Centralizing management of AWS Lambda layers across multiple AWS accounts. I'd like to be able to do something like this within a single account betwixt regions. Honestly, so much of my work is remembering exactly where I parked something. Handle traffic spikes with Amazon DynamoDB provision capacity. It's always good to read posts like this just to validate that there aren't any changes to our collective assumptions about how DynamoDB handles spiky workloads and or scaling on the back end. That's not nothing. Streamline interstate Department of Motor Vehicles collaboration with private blockchain. Okay, there's no way that governments are using blockchain for this, I thought. So I read the article, inexplicably on the AWS database blog rather than on AWS's blockchain blog where it belongs. And of course, nobody is actually doing this. The entire post is about how it could solve a problem. That's blockchain's whole thing. It's a neat technology that's been trying for over a decade to find a problem to which it's a solution and failing. How to host your Unreal Engine game for under $1 per player with Amazon GameLift. Oof. Okay, so Unity changed their pricing model a week or so ago and led to a giant kerfuffle. They attempted to retroactively change their pricing to charge a per-install fee, which spooked the entire industry. So what does AWS do? They reframe their reasonable GameLift pricing model, which is based upon instance hours, and in the headline, they make it sound like they're charging per player, which they absolutely are not. Amazon, please stay away from the foot guns in your messaging. How United Airlines built a cost-efficient optical character recognition active learning pipeline. As someone who spends a lot of time flying in United, I mean, case in point, you're listening to this on a day that I'm in Seattle, it's neat to see how technology empowers the back end of getting me safely from point to point at nearly the speed of sound, while I complain about minor inconveniences. How VirtueSwap accelerates their pandas. Based trading simulations. With an Amazon SageMaker Studio custom container and AWS GPU instances. Yeah, I don't care about the second half of that sentence at all, because I am emphatically and vocally in support of learning as much as I can about VirtueSwap's Panda Accelerator. I want to see those big furry bastards launched into low Earth orbit, if possible. Provision sandbox accounts with budget limits to reduce costs using AWS Control Tower. This is a bit misleading. I want ironclad assurances that when I say a sandbox account can't spend more than some amount of money in a cycle, it'll be enforced. AWS simply cannot offer that today, and it desperately needs to. Reducing the scope of impact with cell-based architecture. That's right, there's a new white paper up, and you definitely should read it, because all of these things, when AWS deigns to release them, are freaking gold. And finally, from massage therapist to cloud associate with AWS Academy. Something about this career arc rubs me the wrong way. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Let's continue.